Everybody. So I didn't quite get the intro going that I wanted to with this upcoming video of me and Carly. So this is the intro. I am providing a little bit of whimsy and just a little bit of conversation and context for those of us dealing with some very uncertain times and with that anxiety. So these anxiety conversations are hopefully going to help, maybe make you laugh a little bit. Maybe you can look at some pretty girls' faces. I don't really care, but this one is with me and my friend Carly Young, who owns Heart and Core Training Studio. So have a listen in on our conversation about all kinds of different things. Strippers. Like this is...
Yeah.
So many people keep asking me, like, are you going to do a podcast about this, this, or this? I'm like, well, I'm not an expert in that. I can tell you about what's happening with me, you know? But, like, I read something the other day that that said, like, this idea of, like, just kind of, like, not being able to move and, you know, feeling not depressed, but just physically unable to, like, get off the couch or do whatever is a trauma response because we're unable
Absolutely.
To, like, you know, like, we're unable to fight the virus physically. Like I don't have the virus. I know I don't because I've been in my house for 3 weeks, you know? I mean, whatever. Maybe I do. I don't know the whole situation, but like, I'm not fighting something right now in my lungs. Right. And I'm not fighting it, you know, with a family member, but, and then there's no way to like flight, you know, there's no way to
can't leave. You got to face it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just, it's this other trauma response, but
for sure it's, and really what it is that we're all grieving.
Exactly.
I was listening to Glennon Doyle this morning and she's fantastic, but it really brought to light the reality that everybody, even though they might not be going the same thing that you are,
right,
they are going through some sort of grief because they're losing something, whether it's the ability to go to the gym or the ability to have a wedding or graduation. Right. Some are grieving more than others for the loss. Yep. And so we are going to have a trauma response to that, and not just a trauma response, but our coping mechanisms that are going to kick in. And so then how are you handling that? And are you handling it by just sitting on the couch? Are you handling it by eating?
Right.
Are you handling it by drinking? You know, what is that coping mechanism?
Right.
And I think that this has been a beautiful time to get really clear. And sometimes the reason that we're having that same trauma response over and over is we haven't faced the grief.
Yeah.
Which can feel the scariest, like just facing it, feeling it, crying, you know, yelling about it, getting pissed, whatever it is for the stuff that you've lost.
Right.
And then figuring out what you're going to do.
Right. And the fear response, I know I was sitting there and, you know, I live in a neighborhood that's, I was talking to our good friend Genevieve about this the other day that, you know, I'm from Chicago and I'm thinking about like in New York City where even if you need to take your dog out, if you're in a high rise and you're like, you need to take your dog out, what are they supposed to just pee in your apartment? You're going down the hallway and you're passing by people. We live in a great place in Idaho where, you know, I can step outside, but I was even feeling like this panic of like even leaving the house and, you know, just to walk the dog. Like I just, I'm like, well, I'll just let her out back or whatever. And, you know, just like the, do I go outside? Like what's going to be out there? And it's this fear. And, you know, some of us deal with it.
We can't see
more
it
intensely or, you know, whatever, but it's, you can't see it. I mean, I go outside and people are walking their dog and you're like going across the street to avoid them. It's just fucked up. Like the whole thing is so fucked up.
Yes.
But I do know that I feel better when I get some sunshine. Like I feel better.
Absolutely.
And there's nobody telling you that you can't go outside. You just can't be, you know, around people. What have you found?
And don't touch stuff. Don't touch
like
playground equipment, handrails, that kind of thing. I'm not a paranoid person, but I am a definite science freak.
A believer in science.
Believer.
Absolutely.
So If this virus has been proven time and time again to live on metal surfaces, that's why, like, when you say Chicago and New York and those right. cities, and they're touching handrails, or they have public right. transport, or you're using an escalator, an elevator. So when you're outside, yes, get outside, get yeah. grounded, put your face to the sun. It's so important
yes.
for us.
Thank God it's sunny right now for us, because so many winters or whatever, like March is still super cold and not very sunny, you know, and we've been, I mean, yeah, there's been some rain and stuff, but like, we've been very lucky. And I think other places, you know, even if you just can get, you know, have the window open and, you know, yes. get some sunshine that way, like it's, I mean, vitamin D, like all of that. So even the, you know, the techie science person, I do know that stuff, you know, and I know that I feel better. Again, I'm yes. also lucky because I have a full set of weights in the garage and a large area in the garage yeah. that I can go out and do that. But like, and I know with a lot of you guys, and our friend Genevieve as well, are doing like online, you kind of have to pivot. This is what I've been talking about with so many different people, you know, technology-wise, digital-wise. It's right now, you guys have to pivot because your business is in person. I am not dealing with that right now, and I'm not sorry about it. Like, my business right. is thriving. I'm digital. It's all good. But what I've seen that you guys have done some boot camps and stuff online. Like, are you doing Instagram stuff? What are you doing to maintain your
customers? I need help with Instagram stuff, friend.
I know.
Only because.
Take that offline.
Yes. So I feel so grateful. Yeah, I do the majority of my personal training in person. Right. But that's only one aspect of my business, and I have trained people online.
Yeah.
And so really I did
like pivot everything. You did that before. I did that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Trained competitive bodybuilders online. I taught right. posing online
right.
and I coached people online, because really it's nutrition and then really the emotional and spiritual and mental well-being.
Yeah.
And so pivoting everything to online was different,
yeah.
but I felt grateful that I had some of that in my background already.
Right.
What I added in was the live workouts every day at 9 on Facebook, because we've got a great platform there for people to be able to watch. I've saved the videos. I haven't been able to post them to right. like IGTV. I would love to do that. I don't know if I could go live in both, you know, both platforms, but I'm just right. trying to stay relevant. I'm just yeah. trying to share as much as I can with people, because, you know, if you found yourself not doing something before this happened, it's not like all of a sudden, oh, okay, now I have all this time. I'm going to start working out every day. I right. don't feel like that's how it works. Sometimes it does, because sometimes something drastic like this makes you understand that you need to make a change, because you yeah. have time now to focus. But yeah. what it's really going to be is figuring out your whys during this time period.
For sure.
And then working towards adding in some daily habits and creating sustainability, so that when things go back to normal, whatever yeah. that's going to look like,
right.
you've created these new habits that are going to stay there, and you're not going to question them, and then you're going to add in the other stuff.
Right. I mean, that's what we've been finding. Like, you know, I've had to do grocery delivery and, you know, like really be rationing. What kinds of things do you suggest for people that like just can't get out, can't pay the delivery fee? They're kind of scrounging through their pantry, and their diets are a little bit, you know, kind of have to pivot as well. Is there something that people can really like just basically take, you know, like right now there's sandwich stuff and like beans and like spaghetti sauce. Like there's just really random stuff that I just haven't been able to, you know, actually you can't get a delivery time. I know with the grocery store near me until like 4 days later. So when I think about it, like, yeah. oh, I need something, I'm not just going to yeah. run to the store.
Right.
And so with my son coming home last night, and he's like, well, there's nothing to eat. It's like, ramen. I mean there's also the supplements. I will say this, like I'm like a converted supplement addict, and I feel like and maybe you can correct me with this, but it's the only way I can get that shit into my teenager. Like I give him, you know, liver and magnesium and bile salts and like all of that. And, or no, I take bile salts.
I am a full, yes. Thankfully, yep. You added those bile salts in. You know, yep. That I'm a huge believer in supplementation,
yep.
And you know, on a regular basis, because there are things that we need that we're just not getting from our nutrition.
Right.
And
right.
So now is the great time to implement supplements, and whether you're
right.
supplementing with a whey protein or a collagen protein,
right.
or you're supplementing with B vitamins,
yeah.
D vitamins, vitamin C, which is huge for immunity.
Yeah.
You can add those in. You can order them online.
You can still order them. I was just going to say, like, those are not gone, you know, like you can still order them, get
yeah.
them shipped to you.
Yes. And then yeah. pre-plan your food, which feels scary because right now you're like, I don't have shit. I only have
yeah.
rum and I can't get a
yeah.
delivery for 3 days. So there would be a blocker normally. Here's
yeah.
the real, you can get it in 3 days. So then that's
right.
when you're going to start. So
right.
pre-plan, order those frozen vegetables,
yeah.
order frozen fruit, and then buy some fresh as well.
Yeah.
If you have this fear of going to a larger grocery store, I've been recommending to everyone, take your precautions for yourself and go to a farmer's market. We have local produce. We have local farmer's markets.
Oh.
That is deemed an essential business. You can go
in
there. They're outside. They are
right.
contained in,
right.
in this enclosed environment.
Right.
And I felt like I could be more in control of my space and where I was at, but I was able to pick up the fresh produce that I wanted. And then of course I have the frozen stuff for when I run out, especially if it's like, oh no, I forgot to order and now I can't get stuff for another 3 days
yeah. Yeah.
from my bigger market. Like when I'm
right.
ordering all of my stuff.
Right.
I just was, you know, really, I was going to say supplementing, but really just like going to the farmer's market here
yeah.
and there for the things that I need.
And you felt like there wasn't like too much of a crowded, because I know this is very different for like people
everywhere.
No, but
you can see it. You can see it. Just
right.
like if you're going to go to the gas station, which I have to say how grateful I am for my husband.
Yeah.
Because he knows how important my work is to me and
yeah.
that, you know, this business stay clean and I stay uncompromised. So I haven't even gone to the gas station, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, really watch yourself on any of those surfaces where a lot of people are going to be using them, but you can see inside of a farmer's market when you pull up, just like
right.
you can see in the gas station.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of fear, I'm going to, like move back into this. You and I have talked a lot about trauma and anxiety, and you know, people kind of know me for being outspoken about stigma, which really, let's just talk
yes,
about it. Let's stop being outspoken.
You.
Let's just make it like a thing.
Yes.
Like, this is just what we're talking about. So I know that like I've dealt with the exercise thing, right? We've talked about this with a past trainer who would have me do like the stair climber, and it would make my heart raced so much that it made my body feel like I was having a panic attack, and then my throat would close up, and it was horrible. When people tell you like, I don't like running, or I don't like, you know, these things.
It feels so simple.
Yeah.
I just
don't,
tell
like,
them, don't
just
do
don't.
It.
Yeah.
Don't do
yeah.
it. Yeah.
It's simple.
How did
right?
that feel? How, like I just actually got emotional because I could feel that.
Oh,
from you getting
bad.
Emotional. Like, how does that feel for yourself when you give yourself permission to not do something that
so
somebody
good.
Else tells you you should be doing, right? And then
so
you
good.
Feel better. And
oh,
then you figure out
you.
The shit that actually works for you.
Right.
Right.
Deadlift.
And it's
deadlift. I don't know why. They make me feel powerful. Like,
yes.
it's something that I feel like my form is really good. And so, and someone once told me, it wasn't
strong.
You. You feel so strong. And somebody
yeah.
told me once that it's like the perfect exercise because it's like it hits
it really
the
is.
Muscle.
It works all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Like, simple.
When people tell me things like, oh, well, you know, I can't, and that's usually what it comes down to. And really this can apply to this pandemic as well.
Yeah.
We always focus on what we can't do or why we can't be doing it. So instead
right.
focus on what you can do. So right. shit, if deadlifts are your jam, then do the deadlifts.
Right.
If you can't squat, if you have issues with your ankles, so you have a hard time lunging, whatever
right.
it is, that is causing this blocker, then just throw that shit out. Don't do it and find what works for you.
Exactly. Because everybody says like, oh, the exercise and relieves stress, and it 100% does. But I'll tell you, if you're doing it out of some type of like, I mean, not fear, but just like, oh, I have to exercise. And then you're like, oh,
I have to do 45 minutes of cardio in order to lose weight.
Right. No, no.
Not real.
Make it worse.
Not real.
And I'll tell you also, it is 1000%. I know they say it's like 80% nutrition or whatever, but I feel like it is 1000% because I was working out, 3 days a week. I'm very, very strong. We've had this conversation. I've talked to people about this. I have really, really amazing muscle mass, just a lot of fat because of that fight or flight. But, you know, I was heavier than I should have been. And since really switching my mindset to nutrition and you know, neither of us drink, we've talked about that. For me, it's really just a headache thing. And I never was a really big drinker to begin with, but I will tell you, it's life-changing. Like just, it saves me money. Like I don't have headaches as much anymore. I still, you know, have migraines, but definitely not as much. But the nutrition thing, like what we're putting in our body as opposed to what we're expelling by sweat, I guess is the way I looked at it, is I'm down 22 pounds now.
So good.
Like we were talking about, it could be water weight. It could be, you know, all this. My clothes are fitting better, you know, but I feel better. I'm eating more spinach. The supplements are huge for me. So I guess
adding in those small changes in your nutrition, right? Instead of thinking that you had to do everything at once.
Right.
Right. And being able to just continue to remind you that, hey, you know, this is not a race. Right. There is no deadline to think that you have to lose all of this weight right now. And that's usually what I see, is that people feel like, no, but I want to lose 60 pounds by the summer. And then I'm like, okay, and then what about after the summer? Then what happens?
You hear it all the time. It's lifestyle change. It's like a forever thing, but you probably have to drill it into your clients every time, like all the time.
The drilling in for me just comes with telling you that you're doing it right and showing you and counting those wins, right? Recognizing the things that you were doing that you weren't doing before, because if you get into that guilt or shame cycle for the things that you're not doing, that's where then those coping mechanisms and that trauma can come up. Totally. And so just being able to hold space and say, hey, here's what's happening. Here's what's real. Here are your wins. Count your gratitudes. Count the things that you're doing. Implement those as habits and then move on to the next thing. And you're going to continue to see progress.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I feel good. And I like to exercise, but it was this thing for me where I'm like, I like it. And so I will go and, you know, kill it at the gym for an hour and then go eat a giant bowl of breakfast or soup and a huge sandwich. That's not doing anything for me. I mean, you do that every time when I talk about the food, because food is definitely my addiction. And I was thinking about this too, because like you hear these stories about people quitting drinking and like, you know, the weight just sheds off you. I'm like, well, I must not have been drinking that much in the first place, because that did not happen to me. So it's the food. I was like, oh, I can get rid of alcohol, no problem. I can get rid of this, no problem. Well, it's the difficult things that when you cut those out little by little, that's when the changes happen. Is like, look, that food was delicious, but not every day. That was my
problem. And it's always going to be there. Yeah. So since we're talking about it, can we have broccoli? Let's have a broccoli cheddar soup date.
I think we've decided that a while ago. It's just now we need to like put it on the calendar for whenever this is all over.
For when this is all over.
Yeah. But I miss you a lot.
I miss you. We're going
to talk about some other things offline.
Okay.
let me ask you about your anxiety over business. What's happening? Do you feel like you're going to be okay? I know you're married and have a 2-income situation. I bring that up a lot because we all know I'm a single mom and sole proprietor. And so I understand where people are when they are the owner or the couple owns the business.
And he is also an entrepreneur and just started his own business in October of last year. So there's been a little bit of fear and anxiety around that. I feel really grateful that I've been a full-time personal trainer for 8 years.
Yeah.
All of the stuff that I teach is shit that I've been through.
Right.
Everything that I've done, I implement and have to remind myself of. It's not like I just tell you guys to eat well and then I go eat shit. It's not like I tell you to meditate and get grounded and then don't do it myself.
Right.
So my mindset and my words to myself as this began were faith. And telling myself and reminding myself every day that as long as I show up and do those obvious actions every day and have intention in my business, I'm going to be fine.
Yep.
And I just keep saying it will all work out. I am going to be fine. Yep. Because if I feed into the anxiety, have I had fear? Have I cried? Yes. Yeah. All of that.
Right.
Because I'm grieving. It's different. It's change.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit in that shit.
No.
And I'm going to take action and say, okay, what can I do?
Right.
And just stay open, listen to my intuition.
Right.
And
you have to do.
And know that I'm going to be fine.
Like I've told people, look, I am not ashamed to tell you that, like, I am not ashamed, but, you know, I'm a good saver. I've had those issues in the past. I've been self-employed for 10 years. Like, you have to have an emergency fund, even if it's just literally 1 month of living expenses, just 1 month. Like, because right now it's like, everybody, and of course it's easier said than done, but I will tell people, like, again, I'm a single mom, self-employed, like, if I don't work a day, I don't eat, you know what I mean?
Like, this is a lesson that you've learned in the past.
Right. And so
then you were a little bit more prepared maybe this time.
A little bit more prepared.
And it's kind of like we just talked about the not ordering the groceries because it's 3 days away.
Right.
So right now people are like, don't tell me to save. Like, I can't save now because of the situation I'm in.
Right.
So remember this. And if you haven't set yourself up for some financial stability or some sort of rainy day fund or something, this is going to be a good time for you to
reflect, think
about that and do it in the future.
Yeah.
And I really have seen so many people in our community pulling together for those who may be suffering. I was worried, like, I don't care if you cut this part out or not, but I said to my husband, I'm like, I'm worried about the strippers. Like, I know that like, I started worrying about the dancers.
Oh my God, totally.
I worry because I know from
experience. That's a legit business. I was a bartender, you were a bartender, you were a stripper. Like, this is a legit business. People make money.
When you were doing that, I was staying home with a 2-year-old. You know, that was my ability to be able to not have him in daycare and to make some money. I know a ton of people who put themselves through college doing that and they're able to pay their bills. So, you know, there's two sides to everything, but I started worrying about these people who do live paycheck to paycheck, especially like if you're going out and you're hoarding, right? If you're going out and buying all of the food and all of the shit, and then these people get paid or they finally get their WIC. Or they finally get food stamps and they go out and they can't even get anything because it's a really interesting situation. But I started thinking about restaurant and servers and all of that. Yep. So it's like, this is going to be, I think, a huge pivot for everybody to, you know, really take an inventory on what's most important.
True. It's so true. And for what we have been talking about with this mindset and nutrition, all of that, you know, it's almost like, because as I'm thinking about this whole, like, ordering it online, you know, I'm not going to the grocery store and being like, ooh, you know, and I guess that you kind of can be like that when you're ordering groceries online, but because it's that would be good too.
But
you're not physically seeing it and like,
not as
you
much.
Know, yeah.
And it's so interesting now that everyone's ordering online. I think it is super safe. It's a great way to be able to get what you really need. This was, I ordered my groceries every week online because of that reason, because then I know that I'm getting exactly what I need. I'm not buying shit that I don't want or need that I think I want because I see it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat that now. That sounds really good.
Like, I know you've had Cheetos. You've told me a about the cheetah situation.
But
I think if you look like you, you can have a few fucking Cheetos every once in a while.
Well, thanks, babe.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen her, but check her out. Oh my God, your Instagram's what, at Carly Young?
Carly Young Fit.
Carly Young Fit. I'll have it in the description, but.
Thank you. Ooh. But yeah, like, shop online so you're not buying stuff that you don't need. I tell like single moms or people who have a hard time or if it's like a time constraint, because you can pre-plan. Right. So this is a great way to pre-plan your food even before this pandemic. So again, like if you're sitting there thinking like, I don't have the things that I want today, well then think about what you want for the future and order it and plan your meals, because you can do that with intention.
Yep. I love it. I love all of this. And it really does come down to mindset. People keep asking like, what are we doing about anxiety? And like the same shit I've been doing since I, you know, was diagnosed in my 20s with all of these things is self-awareness and understanding that, you know, just the desire to want to be okay, you will find the way. You will change your nutrition. You will change your exercise. You will change your medications. You will stop drinking. If you want to be okay, you will. Like you will be okay, because there's only two choices: being okay or sitting around complaining about it. Those are the two choices. Which one do you want? Because one's going to be, you know, give you what they're both going to give you what you ask for. If you ask for being okay, you're going to be okay. And there's so many resources. And now, like I said, Genevieve's doing these things on Instagram. You can hire Carly. I'm talking to you guys now. Like you can hire people online and do these things in your home. There's tons of different exercises you can do. You can still have a personal trainer right off, you know, right on your phone, right through your computer. It's not.
Yeah. And it's 1000% nutrition.
Right. So it is 1000%.
Don't have a blocker thinking that you have to go to the gym. So again, like my biggest takeaways in this, and when you're talking about what do you do for anxiety, slow down, be present. So that means logging off your social media, right? Or unfollowing, right? And not looking at the shit that makes you more anxious. You're in control of that. Right. Only look at or listen to things that are going to fill you up and give you that positive feeling, because what you feed is what's going to be. So if you're complaining, that's what's going to continue to happen and how you're going to continue to feel. So that's a huge thing.
I love it. Thank you for doing this with me. I think we both have been asked to talk on everybody's, you know, either podcasts or other little shows. I did one with Genevieve, and it's just people are eating it up right now. They just want the information. They want to feel okay. And I know for me, you know, being in the house by myself with the dog, of course, but I love seeing my friends' faces. And even though I work from home and I'm here a lot, this has been difficult for me not to be able to see someone. I stood outside talking to my neighbor from
do what we want to do.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like not just go and do, do the lunches in. Yes. Same. Well, I'm going to sign off. We're going to keep talking, but I'm glad you guys were able to get in on this, and I'm going to have all of Carly's social media links in the description, and you know, she's available for whatever you need. She's not a stripper anymore.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Sorry.
No. Thanks I so love you. Much. Love okay. you, Brooke.